Now, we've heard on Twitter from Drugs Worker. He tweeted at Naked Scientists, are big planes damaging the ozone layer? And if so, will we have better engines that don't do this in future? I mean, obviously, one thing we've got to bear in mind is big planes are going to pump out a lot of CO2, and CO2 will increase global temperatures. And at higher temperatures, I think the equilibrium is shifted in favour of making less ozone and degrading more ozone, so you net have less ozone.
And I think actually if the plane's flying through the stratosphere, so like Concorde was, then just I think pumping water in there can form little ice crystals, which are very bad for ozone. But lower down, I don't think that's a big effect.
So the height is the important thing?
I think that's certainly a very, very important thing.
But presumably quite small in comparison with CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, the things we used to put in fridges, which are known to be terrible for ozone.
Yes, and I think essentially the planes aren't up. There aren't many planes up in the stratosphere flying around, especially now since Concorde's given up the ghost.
Thank you, Dave.